Imagine your marriage healthy, thriving, and fun again. Welcome to the Coach Martez and Woodrina Show, the ultimate power couple helping you with understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Certified professional life and marriage coach, Martez Layton, and licensed therapist, Woodrina Layton, are here to help you step up your game when it comes to marriage, relationships, and so much more. With 30 years of marriage under their belt and a proven track record of mending broken bonds, you can rely on Coach Martez and Woodrina to empower you and your loved ones to have a strong connection for life. The Coach Martez and Woodrina Show starts now.
Hello, everyone.
Today is a winning day, and we just thank you so much for joining us.
Yes. Oh, well, this is Coach Martez.
What's going on? I am
licensed therapist Woodrina Layton, and you're listening to the Coach Martez and Woodrina Layton Show. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us this hour because we're going to share part two of seven proven steps to restore love and trust in your relationship. Now, these are steps that we use and we use with our clients as well. So they are proven steps.
Yes, yes. And as we do every week, we're looking forward to having an enjoyable conversation around walking out the journey of love, life, and fulfilling purpose as we share with you practical tips, new insights, and perspectives that will help you to improve your relationships, communicate better, walk in forgiveness, and simply help you to love better.
Yes, yes. That's what it's all about, loving better. So before we get started, you know, Coach Martez loves to share these fun facts.
We want to get you to laugh.
So we're going to have a fun fact for you today, one of the fun facts. The question is, Coach Martez, what is an accomplishment that you've had in your life that you're proud of?
Right. So one of the things for me that I would say that everybody may not know about me is that after serving in the military, I actually started my own business in Pensacola, Florida, which was, well, our business, mm-hmm. which was a full service dry cleaners. And I was 30 years old. So that was an accomplishment from starting our own business in a city where we didn't live, where we moved to do what God had put in our hearts to do. So that was quite an accomplishment. And we were actually the only African-American professionally owned dry cleaners at that time on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, and I would like to say when you were saying he did most of the legwork because the business plan, he went to school to become certified as a dry cleaner.
Which a lot of people may not know exists.
He went and bought all the equipment. Like, he did all the work. Once the building got up, I just went in there and worked.
Oh, well, thank you, though. All right, yeah.
So you did all the work. I just went in there and worked once the building got up.
And, of course, we got pictures with you can laugh and see it back in our, 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was. Wow, 20 years ago. Yeah.
So now for you, Woodrina, what is an accomplishment that you could say you're proud of?
I mean, well, I'm proud of the fact that I have two master's degrees that, you know, that I actually achieved while going through some really challenging times in my life.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm proud of that accomplishment that I made it through, you know, those degrees and actually did very well in my studies and in my classes. So, yeah, my master's degree in education and my master's degree in counseling, you know, I'm proud of those accomplishments.
Yeah, and I remember all the hard work. I remember the late nights.
Yes.
I remember all of that.
Yeah.
But what about your bachelor's degree?
But that's just a given, you know. Well, okay, so you're saying the three degrees that
three
I have.
Degrees.
Yeah, so I have my undergrad in elementary
University of Memphis.
Yep, University of Memphis, and then with the Regent for my two master's
degrees. Exactly, man, that's something. Yeah. You know, being a mom, dealing with a business owner, dealing with me, all the transition.
Yep.
So, yeah,
well,
no, that,
you can
that
do
was
it.
A lot.
You can no, do you it. Definitely you can do it. It. Yep.
So let's continue on this topic on the seven proven steps to restore love and trust in your relationship. And these are steps that we've used in our relationship to restore love and trust, and that we've used to help many couples around the country to restore love and trust in their relationships. Mm-hmm. So last week we discussed the first three steps, which I'll let Woodrina kind of go over a little bit.
Yeah,
you got to go back and listen to it if you haven't listened to part one.
Exactly, because I'm just going to recap quickly. I'm not not going to go through because we got to get into these next four.
That's correct.
It was step one, resist playing the blame game. Mm-hmm. Step two, grant your heart permission to forgive daily. Mm-hmm. And step three, communication removes frustration. So talk. And we share 7 tips for effective communication. And they're really good. Like, yeah. After I went back over it, I was like, wow, this is some really good information. I was like, wow, this is really good. So I encourage you to go back and listen to last week's just to get the really meat of your, you know, those steps.
Yeah. And again, these are just practical tips that it could definitely improve your communication, improve your intimacy with your spouse, mm-hmm. and just change your life. I mean, it works.
And
it's simple, but it works.
Exactly. And then we want to make sure you remember, like we said last week, you make sure you do them in order.
Okay.
Yeah, because don't communicate and then you haven't resisted playing the blame game, because that's going to cause problems if your communication is just all about blaming.
You got to listen to it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
You got to listen to part one. Yeah, it's pretty mm-hmm. good. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get started on today.
Okay.
So today, step four is think positive and expect positive results.
Right.
You know, sad thoughts and hurting feelings drain your mind mm-hmm. and your body of positive energy and positive thoughts. So you really want to focus on thinking positive. Mm-hmm. And as you think positive, you're just going to expect positive results.
Right. And again, like we say, we know this takes a discipline to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, you know, when you've been hurt and your heart has been broken and you're trying to rebuild trust, you know, in your mind, you're just thinking about the broken mm-hmm. part. You're thinking about the pain, or you're thinking about those things. But in actuality, you know, if you're really trying to restore love and you're really trying to get trust back mm-hmm. in your life, you really got to start just thinking positive on a way of just saying, you know what, let me give a new start. Let mm-hmm. me give a new opportunity to allow you to prove this to me. Because it's hard for a person to prove something to you or to earn your trust if you're not even thinking positive. And then you're just thinking negative about it. So that's why it's mm-hmm. very important. Think positive. But not only just try to fight the thing positive, but I'm expecting you to show me.
I'm expecting you change.
To be the change mm-hmm. that we agreed to.
Exactly. And it may be, and you know, when you're in difficult times with your spouse, it's hard to actually see the positive light in
them.
That's
so true.
You know, that's hard. So to help yourself, focus on the good qualities that you know that you've mm-hmm. seen in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that your spouse a good being a good mom or being mm-hmm. a good father,
mm-hmm.
you know, being a great provider, just whatever good qualities that you've seen in mm-hmm. the past, mm-hmm. like you want to think about those and focus on those through those challenging times that you may be facing while you're working on building love and trust.
And remember when we talked about earlier, once you go back and listen to part one, mm-hmm. like we talk about, you know, forgiveness is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're talking about, you know, focus on the good, you know, I think about over the years and all the coaching and counseling that we've done, mm-hmm. you'll be surprised how many people have said, I just don't see no good. I just don't see no good. Hey, coach, I just don't see the good. You know, but what I'm saying is, if you don't see the good, if you don't see the good,
mm-hmm.
you're choosing not to see.
Yeah.
You see, because in actuality, there's a reason that you fell in love with that person.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason that you wanted to build with that person. There's a reason good things with your children or other things, you can always find something good. So just remember, don't say, I can't find any good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just say, I'm choosing not to, but you know what? I have to discipline myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have to choose to think positive.
Yeah, and then also, it's like, you know, a good that you can see right then in that situation is the fact that my spouse is sitting here willing to work on our relationship. Because if you're going through these steps with your spouse, a positive mm-hmm. is, oh, they're sitting here willing to work on their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I may not see the change right now, think positive and expect a positive result, because they're sitting here with you right now.
Yeah. And then like we also say, you know, we always tell everybody, a lot of the things that we talk about, you know, it may be between you and your spouse, mm-hmm. but I promise you, these are principles and tools that works in relationships outside of you all.
That's true.
You know, I'm jumping, you know, that's I'm a random thinker. Martez, Coach Martez jumped, so I'm about to jump. You know, so what I'm thinking about is I'm thinking about challenges with in-laws. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because we had, you know, my mom, you know, God rest her soul, and, you know, I know she's in a much better place now, but my mom was very toxic in mm-hmm. our relationship. Mm-hmm. And so then that was something Wadrina even had to go to. Think positive, mm-hmm. expect positive mm-hmm. results, mm-hmm. even outside of me, but even dealing with my mom when you are trying to, you know what, I want to rebuild lines of communication right. with her. But for me to do that, you know, I got to give her a second mm-hmm. opportunity. So I just want to tell you yeah. all, this goes outside of just the relationship with your spouse.
Yeah.
This could be the relationship with the sibling. Mm-hmm. This can be a relationship with a in-law, mm-hmm. and you're trying to rebuild that communication yeah. with them because they hurt you or they hurt your spouse.
Yeah.
And you really don't want to have anything to do with that mm-hmm. person. But again, you got to give them another chance mm-hmm. and go through these same steps again
yeah.
because this is just for any relationship mm-hmm. that matters to your heart.
Yeah. And even if that person is not willing to change, you still, definitely. It's like you need to do this for yourself. Like we said last week, you know, forgiveness is for yourself. It's yeah. a choice.
Yeah.
You know, it's you forgive for yourself and then you mm-hmm. set healthy boundaries to protect your heart around that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's like, yeah, that's good, Martez. It's Coach yeah. Martez. I totally agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to make sure that, you know, yeah, because this can be used with anybody mm-hmm. in any relationship.
And then also we're going to just say, even from a career or your work standpoint, mm-hmm. you know, these tools are just good because people hurt you on a job.
Yeah, they do.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was active duty military for 12 years, mm-hmm. you know, before I started being an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
But people hurt you mm-hmm. in your work environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes you have to be in a work mm-hmm. environment. Like some people work at a job for 20, 30 years. You know, I know now that may be changing because mm-hmm. so many things going on, you know, in our society and stuff
yeah.
like that. But a lot of times people may have been working with mm-hmm. this person for 5 or 15 years. Then all of a sudden this person breaks your trust or mm-hmm. breaks your confidence. And this is somebody you still got to work with another 5, 10, 15 mm-hmm. years. And so, again, these things still work in trying to rebuild the lines of communication in that relationship. Exactly. I just want you all to remember that.
Yeah, exactly. So you want to make sure that you think positive in the situation mm-hmm. and you expect positive
results. Expect positive results. Because it does no good to, yeah, I'm thinking positive. But you know what? I know he gonna mess up.
Right,
you know
right.
what? I know she gonna mess up.
Right.
Or what you saying, I'm thinking positive, but I know this ain't gonna last long.
Right.
You know, so
see,
all of those things.
Right. And I mean, we human, so yeah, we not gonna hit the mark every time.
Right.
But at least 80% of the right. time, I would say, well, you probably would say 70, because you say 70 is passing.
Well, that's 70 is passing. Well, in Alabama schools. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you got
yeah.
a 70, you passing
yeah,
in Alabama
yeah.
schools.
So yeah, you at least 80% of the time want to think positive. We're
right.
human, you're gonna make mistakes, but hey, let's get back up and try it again because
right.
it works. Let's
just like
positive.
The Atlanta Braves did with winning the World Series. You know what I'm saying? You got 3 strikes. So just because the person 1 strike, 2 strikes, it don't mean they still can't hit a home run. So
exactly.
you still gotta get them a chance.
All right, yeah, that's right. So you all have been listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. We're gonna take a quick break, but when we come back, we will continue our discussion on these 7 steps.
7 proven
exactly.
steps. Exactly.
7 proven steps to restore love and trust in your relationship.
Let's
stay
go.
Tuned.
Transformation Talk Radio.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence. And on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country and is just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, maryjanemack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on transformationtalkradio.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Coach Martez of Adrenal Latent Show.
Yes, yes.
Let's go.
Let's go on Transformation Talk Radio.
We have been discussing 7 proven steps to restore love and trust in your relationship. And now we're going to talk about
step number five. We discussed 4 before the break, which was think positive and expect positive results. Yes. Step 5 is accept the truth, even when it hurts.
Now, you know what? Now, when I think about this, and of course, we talk about this in our book, A Blessed Affair, Be Careful What You Curse. Your curse could be your blessing. But, you know, just a something funny. When I think about this, accept the truth even when it hurts. Mm-hmm. I think about that movie. I forgot the name of it. But I know Jack Nicholson says, you can't handle the truth.
A Few Good Men.
We are actually big movie buffs. I'm going to just say, we love movies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My wife is looking forward to her popcorn
and wine during Christmas, during the holidays.
So, but anyway, you can't handle the truth, but we don't want you to be like that in your relationship. In your relationship, when you're actually rebuilding love and trust, you have to be willing to understand, I'm going to have to hear some things, and I'm going to have to accept these things for trust to be restored.
Yeah.
And so what the difference is, a lot of times we hear things, but in your mental mind, while the words are going into your mind, you're actually saying, I don't do that. You're actually saying to yourself, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. It's not me. Mm-hmm. But that's what we're saying. Honestly, you're going to have to accept it and understand it's most likely going to hurt.
Yeah.
And acceptance is not only on the person who may have broke the trust. You also have to be willing to accept if you're the person who the trust was broken for. You know, because acceptance comes on both sides.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's on both sides have to be willing to accept the truth because, yeah, if you broke the trust, then I may have something to say, well, you know, my truth about what was going on,
right.
You have to be willing to receive my truth about what was going on when I broke the trust.
Right.
So, yes, you are correct. Right. Truth has to be, is on both sides. Right. It's curling.
And so right now, getting ready for the holidays, just like here's an example. So example is, I see this item that I really want to purchase, but I know we agreed that we were only going to spend this amount.
Right.
But I'm looking at this purchase. I'm looking at, I know I really want it. Mm-hmm. And then I know I say, if I call my spouse, they're going to say, no, we're just going to have to wait. But it's something you really want.
And it's a good deal.
So then what happens is, you know, you all agree not to purchase items at a certain price. But then what happens is you actually do it and then you try to hide it.
Yep,
you know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying it could be simple things, but you just decided you still broke
trust. You broke trust.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, especially around this holiday season, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes, you know, women can see that purse, them boots, mm-hmm. the, you know, scars. It can be anything. Guys can see that nice TV. You like, bro, this is a deal.
Yeah, this is
and I'm just saying, you know, yeah. I'm just saying trust can be broken in different ways.
Exactly. So then, you know, you also have to have an open mind, because truth only has mental power when it's received with an open heart mm. and mind. Right. The truth has no effect on a person with a wow. closed heart and mind.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. It's like, because okay. if it's like I'm numb to it, you know, right. it's like it's not going to have any effect. Wow. You have to have an open heart and mind yeah. to even be able to accept the truth.
Yeah. And so let me just give you all an example of what a closed mind looks like. You know, a closed mind really looks like while the person is talking, you listening. Mm-hmm. And you looking at them in their eyes, but in your head it's like in other words, they are talking to you and you are looking at them, but you literally are hearing nothing they're saying. Mm-hmm. That's a closed mind.
Yes.
A closed heart is the person is like, you know, I am sorry. You know what? I love you. Mm-hmm. And I want to really make this up and make this right. But then what you're saying to yourself, bruh, you had the key, you lost it, and you're not getting it again. That's a closed heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so no, what we're right, saying right. is truth can't be accepted in any of those types of areas.
Yeah.
And you're the person responsible, if you're doing that you can't restore love and trust in your relationship and begin to move forward.
Exactly. And you also have to make sure you remove fear,
okay.
you know, in order to hear the truth.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you know, you don't want to share because of the fear of, oh, how are they going to respond, or how are they going to react? And, oh, I don't want to share.
Right.
So we definitely have to make sure we remove fear. And what's fear? Because we use that right. as an acronym.
So, no, I remember years ago, back in 1995, we were reading a book by Bishop Bernard Jordan. And like I said, you know, this really stuck with me. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Again, it's false evidence appearing real. So it's like the images and the thoughts that are in your mind to you when it comes, it's like, this is the evidence that I can't trust you. This is the reason why I can't believe in you. Mm-hmm. But that evidence is on past. Mm-hmm. That evidence is not based off the future. So again, what happens is you just fear the fact that I just can't trust them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't give them my credit card.
Mm-hmm.
I can't let them have my mm-hmm. debit card. I can't see them doing this or doing that, because in actuality, when you was with this person or when you went to this place, you weren't able to be trusted. So now when I hear that person's name, fear just overtakes me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's but again, mm-hmm. that's false evidence appearing real, because it's up to the person who broke that trust to show you, no, I'm not that same person.
Yeah.
But they can't do that if fear overtakes you.
That is true. And then, you know, even in being able to just share your mistakes, yeah. you know, with your spouse, yeah, that's good on the receiving end, but the mm-hmm. person who may have, you know, messed up, you know, they have to be able to share that too,
right.
and see and understanding that actually is really freeing when you can actually yeah. share your truth right. and begin to just right. rebuild
could,
that love.
Could
and
you
trust.
Say that again? Like it's, a little bit slow.
Okay. It's really freeing
right.
when you are able to share your truth.
Right.
It's very freeing.
And I just wanted you to do that, because a lot of people feel like, I can't say it. I can't tell the truth. I can't share the truth. I can't be honest. But in actuality, it really is freeing.
Yeah, it's very freeing. It's like, whew. It's like, yeah, it really, just try it. If you somebody who, yeah, try it.
Tell it. Don't know my spouse.
Yeah.
You just don't know my girlfriend. You just don't know. And honestly, in some of those things that you're saying, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
But I could tell you, because we have been at that place.
Yeah.
But again, when we was at that place,
mm-hmm.
we hadn't used the steps.
So, exactly.
And that's, again, why we say you can't just share truth.
Right.
You ain't went through them steps.
Exactly. This is step number 5. So you have to
right.
do 1 through 4 first. If you've
right.
done that, when you get to this step, you'll be ready for it.
Exactly. And
yeah.
not only if you've done that, the person you want
y'all.
To be transparent or tell the truth
mm-hmm.
to, they got to go through themselves with you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because transparency builds accountability. Yeah. Because then that way it's like, you can help me when I know that you can receive my truth, then right. you can help me stay accountable right. to what I said I'm going to do from now on.
So when we talk about transparently, or we call it being transparently truthful, mm-hmm. what I always share with couples that we work with is like this. You really want your heart to become, in your mind, to become like a glass house.
Yeah.
In other words, if you looked at a glass house, and glass is all throughout, there are no walls, everything is glass. Mm-hmm. Literally, what does that mean? That means you are seeing through the rooms, you are seeing downstairs, you are seeing upstairs, and there's really nowhere to hide because it's all glass.
Yeah.
That's how you really want your heart to be mm-hmm. towards your spouse. Mm-hmm. You want to know there's nothing hidden inside of me.
Yeah.
There is nothing that I can't share with you or you can't have access with. That's what we talk about. We're yeah. talking about transparency.
Yeah.
And that's what builds accountability when your spouse, your partner knows you ain't got nothing yes. to hide.
Yeah, it also builds intimacy and our that's emotional so connection is strengthened as well.
And why is that, Wadrina? Why is that? Well, especially with women.
But because of the fact that I can talk to you, I can mm-hmm. share with you. So with women, we're more emotional. So I feel mm-hmm. more connected to you when I actually can really just share my heart with you.
Right.
Yeah. You know, because that's who we are. That's mm-hmm. you know, we're emotional. We're right. more emotional. Now you got some men that's like that too, but
yeah.
for women, majority of women it's like emotional. They need to be able to share with you emotionally and know that they can share with you and you're going to receive them right. and not judge them, you know,
and
really hear them. We right. need to be heard.
And that's what really builds trust.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Knowing that my husband hears me, he values me.
Exactly.
My spouse, my partner. Yep. Mm-hmm. Hears me, values me. And yeah, it just makes us feel so loved and appreciated. Yeah, it really does. It really does. It does. You know, I just want to make sure, you know,
bring that about that emotional healing.
Right. So emotional healing cannot begin until secrets, lies, and truth is shared.
Right.
They all have to be shared.
Right. So again, emotional healing cannot begin until secrets, lies, and truth are shared.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to remember that, because if you're going to be rebuilding this trust, then you have to understand and you have to realize that the truth has to come out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Bible verse that says, ye shall know the truth
mm-hmm.
and the truth shall make you free.
Mm-hmm.
So in actuality, that's again what we talk about. You are free when you are able to tell the truth.
Yes, yes, yes. Told y'all it's free. It's very free.
But it don't feel good.
It doesn't.
So I'm just saying like that. You know, it don't feel good.
Yeah.
But you're actually free.
Right. And I mean, this is a process. It's not going to feel exactly. good at first. But after a while, it's you're going to start feeling better. And like, whew.
And everything that's good for you don't necessarily feel good.
That's so true. That is so true. All right, now, so let's get ready to go to break. This has been a good conversation.
Mm-hmm. So I'm Coach Martez.
And I am licensed therapist Wadrina Layton.
And you're listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. When we come back, Wadrina and I will continue this discussion on the steps to restore love and trust in your relationship. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi everyone, this is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
While standing in line to pay for lunch, I heard a young man say to the lady next to him, "It's okay, I'll pay for you." I assumed they were together, but in the ensuing conversation, it became clear that they didn't know each other. The young man said, "I try to do something for someone else every day. Today, you're it." He smiled. So did the lady. So did I. So did everyone who heard. This is a great example of Mahatmyam, having a great soul. This greatness of soul is infectious. It spreads. That young man's action delighted everyone there. That lady has a story to share with her friends and family. I'm now sharing it with you. Random acts of kindness are incredibly powerful. It's the power of a great soul, Mahatmyam. Join me, Sarah Main, on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this greatness together. And check out my website, dhammayanti.store.
Do you have traits of ADD or ADHD? It can be hard to meet society's expectations of productivity when traditional approaches to time management and organization don't work for your unique brain. You need customized strategies. In the ADHD Self-Mastery Podcast with Bonnie Minku, you get concise, actionable solutions to help you modify your approach and achieve your goals. Learn more about Bonnie at thrivewithADD.com.
We are back on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton show. We have been discussing the 7 proven steps to restore love and trust in your relationship. So now we're on step 6.
Let's go.
Respond instead of reacting. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's something right there. We want to respond instead of reacting. Mm-hmm. So responding actually is going to take you to think. It's going to take thought and patience. So therefore, when your spouse shares their truth with you, you want to actually stop and really think about it. Yeah. And, you know, just be patient and think about it before you respond.
Right.
You know, we want to make mm-hmm. sure that we don't react, because when we react, that means we're not controlling our emotions. Mm-hmm. You know, so we have to actually control our emotions mm-hmm. so that we can respond and not react.
And also, see, when you are rebuilding love and trust, then, like we said, regardless of what spouse it is, you have to trust that you're listening to me. You have to trust that you are really trying to connect with what I'm saying. You have to trust that you love me enough to understand me. And so when you are constantly reacting, then you're reacting out of your emotions. Mm-hmm. And so when your emotions is all over the place, you are saying things that could be hurtful, or you're acting to a way that actually make the other person say to themselves, "You just don't get it. Mm-hmm. You just don't understand." Mm-hmm. Or you just don't care.
Yeah.
And so if that's the case, if they're telling themselves, "You just don't care. Mm-hmm. You just don't understand," then trust is going to stay distant. Mm-hmm. It's not going to become unified. It's not going to mm-hmm. become harmonious. It's not going to become like a oneness, because you are reacting instead of allowing them to understand. You care.
Exactly.
You're listening. So again, that's why we say that's so important when you're rebuilding love and trust, because you can't be a reactor.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah. And then, like we said, this is step 6. So you're going through all the steps. You're doing what it takes to restore, you know, your love and trust. And then remember, step 3 was like communicate. So, you know, here it is. We've opened up. We've opened up the lines of communication. Mm-hmm. So it's like if you react, then you're throwing a verbal grenade.
Yeah, you drop it.
Yeah, you know, so don't allow your reaction to be that verbal grenade that actually destroys the bridge of communication that you all have been building.
Yeah.
You know, because that can happen. It's like you said, then all of a sudden we got to start all over mm-hmm. again, because mm-hmm. if the bridge is broken, then look how long think about a bridge that's been blown up, had mm-hmm. an explosion. It's going to take some time to rebuild that bridge.
Yeah. And especially, you got to realize, we're talking about this bridge. If the spouse or the partner feels as if you are the one that threw the grenade, mm-hmm. then you got to think about what's going on in their mind. It's like, do you ever want to build this bridge?
Right.
You know, because it's mm-hmm. like all we've been dealing with is you just not listening, you not paying attention, mm-hmm. you not being willing to calm yourself down yeah. and just hear me. Mm-hmm. And so then that puts the other person in a whole different mental space with trying to rebuild love and trust, because it's like, are you even capable of listening? So yeah, that's why we say true. Reacting, you have to calm yourself. You have to be able mm-hmm. to realize, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. Let me listen. Wait. It's like, no, mm-hmm. don't cut the person mm-hmm. off. You want to be able to respond and show them I hear you.
Yeah.
Show them I want to connect to you. And that's what builds that intimacy and that love and that trust.
That's so true. That's yeah. good. That's good, Coach Martinez. Because yeah, responding.
Well, I learned how to have experience.
Yeah, I know you did. Yeah, I know.
You
yeah.
said what?
Yeah.
You said what? Mm-hmm. No, I didn't.
Yeah, yeah, that is so true. And you know, I always was reacting. So, hey, it is what, Chicken Little? So, you know, bro, it's like, gotta calm it down. Gotta right. stop, think, and say, nope, yeah. I'm not going to yeah. react because, yeah. you know, I don't want to destroy this bridge right. that, you know, that we built. So, yeah. you know.
And this mm-hmm. is a good way to, you know, to look at your communication, to look at your love and trust. Just really look at how is that bridge, mm-hmm. you know, because some people, you know, like now we have a very solid bridge,
yeah, yeah,
you know, but some bridges,
we've been through a lot,
yeah, they are not that yeah. solid. So that's something right. you really want to be honest with mm-hmm. about that bridge yeah. of communication and keeping, you know, whether it's distractions or keeping things off of that bridge mm-hmm. that could come into that way mm-hmm. and keeping those lines of communication mm-hmm. open.
That is so true. Yep, that's good. So, you know, so we, you know, remember, is this that you want to make sure you'll jump, you do them in order so you can build, you know, you're building each, right. each one of these steps is really like a building block. Mm-hmm. So, you know, once you get, you know, once that truth is shared, because you have steps 1 through 4, one step, you get to step 5 where you're sharing that truth, then you get to step 6, it's like, okay, I'm not going to react. Right. I'm going to, you know, right. I'm going to respond because right. that shows that I'm in control
right.
and reacting shows that I'm out of control. Right. But I'm going to show you that I'm patient mm-hmm. with you mm-hmm. and, you know, and I'm in control.
And again, like we said, now remember this step 6, is you showing that I'm going to respond and not react mm-hmm. because now you just heard truth. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, you know, we've been married for 30 years, but we had at 16 years of marriage, it was where a lot of truth was starting mm-hmm. to come out that was never heard before. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we're saying, you know, whatever you are finna go through this moment of really sharing truth, mm-hmm. you can't react. You know, you got to be able to respond.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's good when you're able to, like you said, we had to get the year 16. You know, I really love it. You know, when we work with our premarital couples yeah. and we're able to instill this information in them early on. So that way they're building the blocks exactly. along the way.
Instead
so,
of hiding them.
Exactly. So therefore they're starting out being open and honest and knowing how to effectively communicate with
That's
each
a
other.
Great point.
Yeah.
And you threw that in there. You threw that marketing in there too. But you know, we actually do work with premarital yeah. couples, you know, helping them. So yeah, you threw that in there. I like that. You slid that right
around. That's right. We work with premarital couples. We work with couples in crisis.
Couples in maintenance.
In maintenance.
Yeah, you brought that out. Because mm-hmm. that is true.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we tell a lot of the couples is that, you know, just think, like with us, nobody showed us this. Yeah. Nobody told us these things. Mm-hmm. So then all of a sudden now, boom, you want us to be transparent. We've been together for 10 years.
Yeah.
We've been together for 12 years.
Yeah.
And then I was always told, you ain't got to tell everybody,
right,
you know, you know what we've heard,
right,
how many times
exactly.
we've heard it.
Right.
Oh, if I tell her coach, mm-hmm. it's like, so you're just going to live with that.
Yep.
You know, but
see, you can't build that,
trust with those secrets. Nah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Can't do that. So mm-hmm. let's jump into step 7 here quickly. So step 7 is mm-hmm. take baby steps and mm-hmm. start dating all over again.
Okay. Take baby steps and start dating all. How was that for me and you when we were actually going
yeah.
through having to rebuild love yeah. and trust? How was that for
you? That was something that really helped because it's more like this is a clean slate. You know, mm-hmm. it's like, so we've worked through all this, you know, we're mm-hmm. working through all the steps because everything is still a process. Mm-hmm. So we're working through all the steps and it's like, you know what? Let's just date. Let's just get to know each other all over again, mm-hmm. you know, as we're rebuilding our love and trust. Mm-hmm. So then that, because through the years, you know, if the love and trust has been broken and it's been some years since you've been married, mm-hmm. then it's like, we have to act, we've changed through the years. So it's like, we have to get to know each other all over again. Mm-hmm. So it was good because it's like, you're hearing me, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, we're dating all over again. It's like, you're showing me how much you love and value me. It's like, we're spending that quality time together, mm-hmm. you know, and it's, and we both valuing the importance of that quality time together, knowing that that's important for our emotional bond and to rebuild our intimacy.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's real good. Because again, like we're saying, you know, I met with Drina when I was 18 years old. That's when we went on our first date. Well, I was 18. I was dating an older woman. She 19. Was 19. So what I'm saying, again, when we date the first time we meet a person, we actually know there's a lot of things we try to hide. Mm-hmm. Because of the fact, especially if you start really liking this person, you kind of feel as if within yourself, I don't want to share too much because I don't want to mess this up. Mm-hmm. So then what ends up happening is you don't mess it up, but then you end up getting married and you still ain't talked about these things. Mm-hmm. And these things are still going. So then all of a sudden when something happens and the trust is broken or the love is broken, now you get to just reveal your true feelings, your true thoughts, your true pains about certain things. Mm-hmm. And so that your spouse could be like, or your partner, I never even knew this about mm-hmm. you. I never know you felt like this. Right. I never know you had those type of fears. I never knew that was so important to you. Yeah. So that's another reason why you have to start dating and start over again and taking these baby steps, because literally you are in love with a person, but emotionally you got to reconnect with who they are.
You really do. Yeah. And then a lot of times you're even working on that falling in love stage again. That's why, you know, because a lot of times when you go through hurting, you know, broken trust, mm-hmm. and that means like, I love you, but I may not be in love with you. So as we're going through that, you know, that's so important to make sure that we're starting all over and redating and getting to know, because you have to win me back now. You know, you have to earn my trust.
I think that may be a show we're going to do. I think we're going to talk about or talk and help some of the people that actually say, I love my spouse, mm-hmm. but I'm not in love anymore.
Yeah.
What can I do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because honestly, we're going to talk about that. So I'm saying, this stuff coming up. No, just tell Jacob, he can remind me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, we need to talk about that, because there are a lot of people, they don't understand what's wrong with them. Mm-hmm. But in actuality, here go Coach Martez. But again, I didn't jump this time. Adrena pushed me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, we're going to do a show about, you know, I love my spouse, but I'm not in love. What does this mean? You know?
Yeah.
But anyway, I know we got to get ready to take our break.
Yeah.
And then get ready to come back. But no, that was good.
Yeah.
But you brought that up.
Yeah. That was good. I mean,
we got to keep on saying what we talk about, though.
When we come back. So we're about to take another quick break. But
the last break for the day.
Yes. But when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion. We'll go over all the 7 steps quickly for you. And then we'll come back and just finish our discussion on these 7 proven steps to restore love and trust in your relationship.
You're listening to Coach Martez and Adrena Lady Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Let's go.
Create. Empower. only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Grace your space with flair. Dragon Art to Soothe Your Soul by Colette Marie Steffen is available now. Colette invested an average of 6 months on each painting. Her piece titled Courage took 3 years to complete. The paintings are printed with the latest technology to best capture the true essence of the paintings. Browse the 64 dragons and dragonflies and order your paintings today at talesfromthevector.com.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Welcome back to the Coach Martez
and Wadrina Layton Show
here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Today we have been discussing 4 of the 7 steps to restore love and trust in your relationship. We shared the last 3 last week. We'll do a short recap shortly, but we want to just finish talking about step 7, which we were discussing before the break, which was take baby steps and start dating all over again. Mm-hmm. And we talked about the importance of that, but we just want to, you know, share another point, and which is to be more sensitive with your words and your actions during this time. Mm-hmm. As you're dating each other, you want to make sure that you're paying attention to, you know, how you're how to communicate. So you want to make sure you're paying attention to how you're communicating and you're being more sensitive, you know, with your words and your actions.
Because again, when you're trying to rebuild love and trust, you just have to understand you want to treat it like something fragile. You don't want to just assume things. You don't want to just, you know, just make decisions or do things, you know, without even just understanding, you know, when a person has lost that trust, the heart has been broken, it's like, that's a very sensitive time. Mm-hmm. You know, emotionally, that's a sensitive time, mm-hmm. especially when I'm trying to love you. I'm trying to reconnect with you. You know, there are little things that you mm-hmm. could do that could cause major ripples, mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. know, into what you're trying to do. So that's why we say, again, be sensitive with your words and be caring with what you're saying. And then with the dating all over again, mm-hmm. and something else we say to all of our couples also, you know, even from an intimate standpoint, mm-hmm. you know, kind of take your time with mm-hmm. that space and not just rush back into that. You know, we do a mm-hmm. whole session like that with our couples and whatnot, but you want to take your time even trying to reconnect, because a lot of times you just think, well, no, this is going to help us to reconnect. Mm-hmm. And now it may help you to get what you really want, mm-hmm. or as you may feel that you really need. But as far as from reconnecting mm-hmm. and rebuilding, mm-hmm. that's not the answer. So mm-hmm. just remember, be sensitive, be caring, be compassionate, mm-hmm. and just really value the time that you all are spending.
Yeah.
And take the baby steps with dating and start over again. Don't make any assumptions and just want to go back to some of your old ways or old habits, because it's not that time.
And that is so true, because when you're doing that and, you know, being more sensitive with mm-hmm. your words and actions, that makes it known to your partner that you want to earn trust.
That's so true.
You know, that you want to earn trust. Mm-hmm. So that is very important to not rush it, because it's a process.
Right.
It's a process. Right. So, you know, you just take baby steps and just take it one day at a time. Yeah. You know, you, depending on the severity of the broken trust, right. you may have to just take 1 hour at a time, but you still just take it slow.
And one last thing I want to say in regards to that, please don't ever say something in the regards of, you owe this to me. Mm-hmm. Out of all the stuff I've done, but you got to realize, if you've done some really good things for 5 years, 6 years, 10 years, but then in year 11 or year 12, you throw a grenade that destroys that bridge. Mm-hmm. So guess what? Now that bridge is destroyed. We can't mm-hmm. talk about all of this because we was trying to move forward. So just remember, please don't say that statement, but you owe me. It's like, no, don't just, mm-hmm. now I want to get all that, but don't, please don't mm-hmm. say that.
Yeah.
Please don't say that.
And so before we go through recapping those seven steps, I just want to make sure that you, yep, that we get in how you can contact us. You know, to learn more about us, you can visit dreambuilderscoaching.net. Mm-hmm. And then on Facebook, we're Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling. Mm-hmm. And on Instagram is at Coach Martez, at Wadrina Layton. Twitter is at Coach Martez and at Wadrina L. Mm-hmm. You know, so those are ways, you know, if you wanted to mm-hmm. Find out more about us, you know, hey, that's how you can contact us.
And then we also, if you want to get a copy of our book, yes. Bless the Fair, Be mm-hmm. Careful What You Curse. Your curse can be your blessing. You can also visit our website, or you can just Google or Bless the Fair, mm-hmm. or, you know, you visit our website at dreambuilderscoaching.net. Again, you can order a copy there of our book. And again, if you want to just be a blessing to somebody or share with mm-hmm. anyone that maybe has been hurt, even though it may have been about us overcoming infidelity, mm-hmm. we talk about forgiveness. Mm-hmm. We talk about being restored. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that, you know, if you know someone, I mm-hmm. promise you, it's going to help them to change their perspective.
Exactly. It's a great book on forgiveness. Yeah. It's really a great book on forgiveness. Yeah. Yeah. And then we also want to remind everyone to make sure that you
save the date
for the 5th annual Married for Life Walk right here in Atlanta, Georgia on April 22nd and 23rd. To find out more about that, you can visit married4lifewalk.com mm-hmm. to find out more about that. And it's also Married4Life Walk on Instagram. Facebook.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. again, you know, and again, that's definitely something that we invite couples to join us. We actually have couples that actually come from around the country. Mm-hmm. This is year 5. We're doing some things different this mm-hmm. year because we know, you know, as many people said, you know, we travel in and we come in and we normally would just do an event for that day. But this time it's going to be Friday and Saturday,
right,
with both of those days actually looking at things around marriage and, you know, whether it's fun, whether mm-hmm. it's learning, mm-hmm. whether it's just really, of course, you have the walk event mm-hmm. itself, mm-hmm. but we also are doing other things to really turn it into a weekend of just really strengthening your marriage, yes. and just being around other like-minded couples who have that same commitment. We're into this for life. Yes. So I'm telling you, it's a good time.
And you know, and it's also, it's not just for married couples, because
so we
do invite
singles.
Seriously dating and engaged couples. Because right. you have a lot of couples that have been in committed relationships for like three or more years, and they're not married. So we invite them to come out as well, because we know that they can benefit from the tools and in the information that we're sharing, and just being in a community with other married, like-minded people. So we invite those two single people. They can only volunteer.
And again, we're just so thankful because we have our marriage ambassadors mm-hmm. and vision partners, and those in which Ronnie and Shamari DeVoe, if you're familiar with New Edition, mm-hmm. Belleville DeVoe, that's Mr. Ronnie DeVoe, Shamari mm-hmm. from the group Black, and mm-hmm. you know, the different things that she's done mm-hmm. with what was the movie? I forgot.
Oh, if you hadn't told me, with the dancing.
With the dancing.
It wasn't Honey?
No. Shamar was in Honey too, but I'm talking about the one when she was being the cheerleader.
Oh, Bring It On.
So actually, you know, they have been with us from the first year. Mm-hmm. And so we really just have a really amazing time, and there are other special guests that come out. But, yeah. you know, we just, you got to go check out the video to see. This is just not your normal walk event.
Yeah.
It's really something special.
Yeah. It's a whole event. So we just want to just recap our last two, you know, today and last week, we talked about the 7 proven steps to restore love and trust in your relationship. Mm-hmm. And the first step was resist playing the blame game. Mm-hmm. The step number 2 was grant your heart permission to forgive daily. Walk in daily grace and forgiveness in your relationship. Mm-hmm. Step 3, communication. I'm just saying, communicate.
Oh, yeah, you got to talk.
Because communication removes frustration.
Yeah.
And because a lot of times, you know, we'll have those thoughts and, you know, you got to communicate. I can't get into it. Mm-hmm. We share 7 tips for effective communication as well. Mm-hmm. That are very great tips. Step number 4, think positive and expect mm-hmm. positive results. Step number 5, accept the truth even when it hurts, mm-hmm. because truth will hurt. Mm-hmm. And also, step 6, respond mm-hmm. instead of reacting. Mm-hmm. And step 7, take baby steps and date all over again. Yeah. Get to know your boo.
Make it special. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Make it special.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for those who weren't with us last week, we just want to make sure you go back and listen to the first mm-hmm. 3 steps. Because, you know, we, like we said, do them in order. Don't mm-hmm. skip. Make sure you want to build those blocks. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
And that's very important. So, again, just remember, this is to restore love and trust.
Yeah.
This is when that's been broken and you want to restore it. Because when you've invested into a person and that person is invested into you, mm-hmm. it's up to you to make that decision to say, whatever may have been broken because of our love mm-hmm. and because of our commitment to yeah. one another, it can be repaired, it can be fixed, and it can be restored. Mm-hmm. Just remember that.
Yeah, that's good. And also, as we close here, we want you to remember that healthy marriages do not happen by chance, but they happen by choice. So therefore, you have to be honest with yourself and be willing to be held accountable to the things that your partner may say to you without giving them back judgment or pushback. Make a commitment to accept change without conflict.
Let's go.
Let's
You're
go.
You're listening to Coach Martez on Adrenaline Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And make sure to join us every Wednesday right here at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, and 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show on Transformation Talk Radio with certified professional life and marriage coach Martez Layton and licensed therapist Wadrina Layton. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton have been working with owl-bound couples to strengthen their relationships for the betterment of their lives for 20 years, and it is in their divine role in life to do so. For more information or to schedule an appointment with Coach Martez and Wadrina, go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.